You know how sometimes the simplest things are actually the most complex when you really dig in? Well, today we're doing exactly that. We're going to explore what happened to all those passenger jets that were grounded during the pandemic. We've got some fascinating insights from Aviation Maintenance Magazine. We talked to some folks in the industry. We're going to really get into it.
Yeah, it's really interesting stuff. It's a side of aviation most people never even consider. But it's way more fascinating and honestly more complicated than you might think.
So let's dive right in. Let's imagine a Boeing 777, one of those massive jets just sitting idle on the tarmac. What's actually involved in keeping a plane like that in tip-top shape when it's not flying for months on end?
It's not like just putting a cover on your car and calling it a day, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We're talking about this meticulously planned and executed process that the industry calls long-term grounding. And for a wide-body aircraft like that 777, you're looking at a team of 4 to 6 people working a full 12-hour shift just to prep one plane.
A full 12 hours for just one plane. Wow. What's going on during that time?
Well, you got to think of it as a combination of preservation and protection. And it all starts with safeguarding the exterior. Every single opening, from the engine intakes to those tiny sensors, those pitot tubes, everything has to be meticulously covered.
I imagine that's to keep out the elements.
You got it? Rain, snow, dust, you name it, it can cause corrosion and really wreak havoc on those sensitive components. But, and this is something most people don't think about, you also have to protect against wildlife.
Wildlife, how so?
Birds, mainly. Turns out they love finding cozy spots to build nests. And an airplane engine. Apparently, that's prime real estate.
Oh man, imagine having to clean that out before takeoff. Talk about a bird strike you don't want to be a part of.
Okay, so they're wrapping it up all tight to keep Mother Nature out. What's next on this to-do list?
Lubrication, lots and lots of lubrication. Every moving part, every joint, every surface that could rust needs to be treated. And then there are the windows. Those can't be left exposed to the elements either. So they get special covers to prevent UV damage and fading. It's amazing how much detail goes into essentially what, tucking a plane in for a long nap?
It really is something, and we haven't even gotten to the interior yet.
Oh, right. What happens on the
All
inside?
those in-flight entertainment screens, those have to be covered up too.
I wouldn't have thought about that.
Yeah, moisture and dust can damage those screens just as easily as any other electronic component.
So it really is like tucking the plane in for a long nap, making sure it's cozy and protected from, I guess, narf to tail.
That's a great way to put it. And speaking of keeping things fresh, they even use special anti-growth agents in the fuel tanks and water systems.
Hold on, anti-growth agents. What you'd use in your house to keep mold away?
Not exactly the same stuff, but you're on the right track. These are powerful chemicals designed to prevent bacteria and algae from taking root. Because even the slightest contamination, can really create huge problems when you're dealing with something as intricate as an aircraft.
Yeah, that makes sense. So they've basically buttoned up this entire plane. What about all the complex systems on board? The engines, the avionics, all that stuff? That can't just sit there dormant for months, can it?
Nope, you're right. Just covering things up isn't enough. You got to think about the long game. That's where the real complexity comes in. United Airlines, for instance, when they had to ground most of their fleet, it was this massive logistical challenge. They ended up using a combination of in-house teams, essential maintenance providers, and they even had to develop custom software just to keep track of it all.
Custom software.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. What kind of things are we talking about tracking here?
Everything. I mean, they needed to know where every single plane in their fleet was parked, what stage of the storage process it was in, when the next maintenance check was due. It's mind-boggling. They needed this, like, bird's-eye view of the whole situation at all times.
So it's not just about mechanics turning wrenches. This is a massive data management project, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And don't forget, this was all happening during the height of the pandemic, so that added a whole other layer of complexity to it all.
Right, of course. Okay, so let's fast forward a bit. The world starts to open back up, travel restrictions ease, and those grounded planes, they need to take to the skies again. It can't be as simple as just refueling and hitting the ignition.
Oh, got it. Bringing a plane out of long-term storage is like trying to wake a sleeping giant. You can't just hit the on button. Remember all those meticulous steps they took to preserve the plane? Well, every single one has to be reversed, and that's just the beginning.
So peeling off those covers, relubricating everything, what else?
Think of it as an incredibly thorough spring cleaning, but for a multi-million-dollar piece of machinery. Every system, from the engines to the avionics, has to be rigorously inspected and tested. Our sources at Aviation Maintenance Magazine, they really stressed how critical these checks are.
Mm.
We're talking minute inspections of every wire, every hose, every component. They even fire up the engines and run them through this whole battery of tests.
Okay, so I can't imagine they just, you know, take it for a quick spin around the block after all that.
You're right. Before any plane can carry passengers again, it has to undergo a mandatory test flight. Pilots put it through its paces, making sure everything is working perfectly.
What happens if they, you know, if they find something during this inspection process?
Well, it depends on what it is, of course. You know, minor issues, those can usually be fixed fairly quickly. But if they find something major, something that requires extensive repairs or replacements, well, that can ground a plane for even longer, which obviously has huge financial implications for the airlines.
Yeah, I bet. Talk about pressure. So after months of being, cocooned, meticulously maintained, painstakingly brought back to life, these planes are finally ready to fly again. But amidst all this talk of returning to service, there's a question we haven't really addressed. What about the planes that don't make the cut?
That's a great point. And unfortunately, it's not always a happy ending for every plane. Remember, the pandemic led to this unprecedented number of grounded aircraft.
And not all of them could come back.
Right. And some of these aircraft, particularly the older, less fuel-efficient models, they kind of became a liability, you know. The cost of reactivating them plus the whole ongoing maintenance thing, it just didn't make financial sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what happens to those planes? Do they get sent to some sort of, like, airplane retirement home out in the desert or something?
Well, it's a bit more bittersweet than that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
A lot of these planes actually end up being dismantled.
Dismantled? Really?
Yeah. They salvage the valuable components, like the engines are a big one, and those get used as spare parts or sold to other airlines.
Okay, so what happens to the rest of the plane?
It's either recycled or scrapped.
Wow. Kind of a sobering thought. These massive machines that were, you know, connecting continents reduced to just their raw materials.
It really is. But, you know, it speaks to this incredible adaptability and resilience of the whole aviation industry. It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It really is. You know, this whole thing got me thinking about another corner of the aviation world, cargo planes. I mean, think about it. While passenger jets were grounded, subject to those, what was it, those meticulous storage procedures and those bug battles we talked about, cargo planes, they were still flying around. Did they have to deal with the same grounding issues? Or were they exempt from all that because they were considered, you know, essential?
That's a fascinating question. But unfortunately, our sources didn't really delve into that specific area.
Yeah.
But I think it kind of highlights how much we have uncovered in this deep dive, you know.
Mm.
We're left with even more questions. There's always more to learn and explore.
Yeah, absolutely. This whole thing really underscores how interconnected the world is and how vital air travel is, even when it's, you know, invisible, like with those cargo planes. We may not see them all filled up with goods and stuff, but they were quietly playing this crucial role the whole time, keeping supply chains moving, making sure that people got what they needed. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Absolutely. And it's something that, like you said, we often overlook, but incredibly important. And who knows what we'd find if we took a deep dive into that world, right?
You know, maybe that's a journey for another episode. But for now, as we prepare for landing on this deep dive into the world of grounded planes, what's the, I don't know, the key takeaway you hope our listeners will, you know, carry with them?
Well, I hope they come away from this with a newfound appreciation for just how complex this whole thing is and the dedication that it takes to keep those planes flying safely. You know, the next time you board a flight, just take a moment to remember the army of mechanics, engineers, and technicians who made sure that plane was ready to take off. From battling bugs and pitot tubes to running through thousands of hours of maintenance checks. They're the unsung heroes of aviation for sure.
Couldn't agree more. It's definitely a hidden world that most of us never really think about, but one that deserves our attention and definitely our gratitude. And hey, maybe the next time you look up and see a plane flying overhead, you'll think about the incredible journey it took to get up there. Both literally and figuratively. Safe travels, everyone.